The news at 8, coming up next.
The Phoenix Breakfast. The Phoenix Breakfast.
We discuss all things engagements that different student bodies also have with government. Joining us via phone call this morning is the University of Zambia Student Union Vice President Jemima Mwala. The female commander, she's known. Commander Kwishiva, Commander Kwi.
Kwishiva.
What's the correct way of doing it?
It's Commander Kwishiva, Kwishiva, Commander Kwi.
I'd like to find out generally how you've been balancing the school life with, you know, leadership and your personal life, because you seem to have been quite busy from the time that you were elected as vice president of this student union at UNSA. How have you managed to balance all this?
Balancing leadership and academics for me is not as easy as I thought it would have been. And to be honest, it has taken learning and unlearning certain things and just prioritizing my time each and every time.
And many people have been wondering and wanting to find out, what exactly is the nature of your relationship with the current government?
Our relationship and also engagement with the current government are all just centered on, say, constructive dialogue, if I can put it in that way. Like, you see, as a student union, our role mainly is to represent the students' concerns.
The Phoenix Breakfast, Monday to Friday, from 6 to 9 a.m. with Sumwega and the Duchess.
Keep growing with Stanvic. On Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Good morning. The headlines. Economist backs fuel tax relief to protect consumers from rising costs. PF Central Committee member acknowledges party is no longer viable. And in global news, UAE intercepting missiles launched by Iran. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Economist Luvinda Habazoga has commended government's decision to zero-rate value-added tax, VAT, and suspend excise duty on petrol and diesel, describing the move as a timely intervention to shield consumers from rising fuel costs. Cabinet has approved the zero-rating of VAT and suspension of excise duty on petrol and diesel imports for 3 months, effective 1st April 2026. In a bid to cushion the impact of rising global crude oil prices on the economy. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Habazoga says the measure effectively acts as a subsidy that will ease the burden on motorists, businesses, and households. Dr. Habazoga notes that fuel prices have significantly increased on the international market due to the ongoing tensions in the Middle East, a development that would ordinarily have led to a sharp rise in local pump prices. He has, however, commended government for implementing only a modest adjustment instead of passing on the full cost to consumers. Dr. Habazoga has warned that transferring the full impact of global fuel price Dr. Habazoga has warned that transferring the full impact of global fuel price increases to the local market would have driven up inflation, making it more difficult for citizens to sustain their livelihoods.
The government has made a very good decision to remove duty on fuel to ease the pain on users of fuel, that is motorists and households and companies. When you look at fuel prices, they have doubled in the just recent 1 month, and of course fuel prices in Zambia being reflective of prices on the international oil market, we were going to see a sharp increase in fuel prices in Zambia. Now, this fuel price increase is as a result of problems in the Middle East, and if such prices were pushed towards the consumer in Zambia, that was going to escalate inflation and make it difficult for citizens to construct their livelihood.
Patriotic Front, PF Central Committee member Frank Ngambi, has acknowledged that the former ruling party is no longer viable, describing it as completely dead on paper. Speaking in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Ngambi, who is also a former Chifuhu Member of Parliament, says the reality within the PF cannot be ignored, even by its senior leadership. He explained that the ongoing defections from the party should not be misunderstood, noting that many members are responding to its weakened structures and lack of functionality. Dr. Ngambi says the situation has forced members to reassess their political direction and consider new alliances ahead of the 2026 general elections. He has further revealed that there is growing consensus within the party to collaborate with other political players as part of efforts to remain competitive. Dr. Ngambi has stressed that forming alliances should be seen as a strategic move to rebuild political influence rather than an act of desperation.
The PF on paper is dead, completely dead. The government has obliterated it, and I don't see it being an issue for 2026 general election. So all of us are resolved. That's why we even decided to select our own leader, excluding the PF, and the leader was elected. So that leader is now in the process of collaborating with other political parties, and all of us are going to have an exodus where we shall shift into this political platform. And this is a platform that we're going to use for us to contest the 2026 general election.
Government has called on employers of commercial drivers to align incentives with the actual work performed following the lifting of the night travel ban, which is part of the first phase of the 24-hour economy initiative. Ministry of Labor and Social Security Permanent Secretary Zakaria Luhanga says existing legal provisions, including those governing minimum wage and overtime, are sufficient to guide fair compensation for workers. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Luhanga has emphasized the need for employers to ensure that drivers get adequate rest in order to prevent fatigue-related health risks, which can lead to road accidents. He further recommended a structured approach to managing long-distance travel, including the possibility of engaging additional drivers.
We have adequate legislation currently in place. The first one is the minimum wage for truck drivers. This minimum wage takes care of our colleagues who travel long distances. There are provisions there which employers should ensure that they adhere. The whole idea of that SI was to ensure that we reduce on the accidents. Our appeal is to ensure that employers give enough rest to these drivers and also give them what they are entitled to. They can have, well, in fact, 2-3 drivers, and each one of them should get what they are entitled to according to the amount of work.
The Kitwe District Land Alliance has called on government to urgently reform Zambia's land laws, warning that the current legal framework is outdated and no longer responsive to the country's growing land challenges. Kitwe District Land Alliance Coordinator Felix Chipoya tells Phoenix News that existing land laws have failed to keep pace with modern demands, creating room for disputes, inefficiencies, and insecurity among citizens. Mr. Chipoya has, however, commended government for conducting nationwide consultations with stakeholders, describing the initiative as a positive step towards developing a more inclusive and responsive legal framework. He has noted that engaging citizens across the country demonstrates recognition of the urgency and sensitivity surrounding land issues. Mr. Chipoya further supported calls for the appointment of permanent judges to the Lands Tribunal, stating that the move is long overdue.
Otherwise, it's a very good direction. We can't be having the ad hoc judges at the Lands Tribunal. There must be a specific court, because land is life. Everything that we're doing in this country is land. So we need the community to have a proper channel of redress in terms of litigation or arbitration or negotiations in terms of land.
In global news, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, is in the midst of fending off incoming missile and drone threats, its defense ministry said in the last hour, just before U.S. President Donald Trump's address. The ministry said the attacks have come from Iran.